Good afternoon, friends, and thank you for joining us on WISR 680 AM. I'm Tyler Friel. We're continuing our election preview as we are getting to meet candidates who are in contested primaries. Our candidate for this segment is the current state representative for the 11th district. She is Marcy Mostello, and she is running to seek the Republican nomination for the general election. Marcy, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Tyler, and thank you for doing this. This is great.
Well, and we are going to start with a question that we are going to ask to all the candidates, Marcy, is essentially, why do you want to be a state representative?
Well, currently I am the state representative. I was elected last year, actually a year ago yesterday, and I was elected to fill out the term of my predecessor. And I think with my experience, my knowledge of the process, and really my drive to make this community better, I have I've really shown that I can do this. I'm ready for anything that comes at me, and I'm ready to keep going with it. I'm ready to continue on with a full term now. And, you know, we were lucky. We had a very smooth transition from my predecessor's office into my office. We never missed a phone call. We didn't miss a walk-in. So I really think it's all about experience and knowledge of what this position entails and the work that goes into it. This isn't easy. It's not easy to walk into one of these positions, but I think my hard work has really shown, and we've proven it to a lot of people that come in here, into my office.
When it comes to the Republican primaries, there's sometimes when it comes to candidates, very little difference philosophically, policy idea-wise. But is there one big idea, Marcy, that you would like to accomplish in Harrisburg, one big policy plan that you think could be a big accomplishment for the state?
I think really the biggest accomplishment I could do is to allow employers who want to either move here or want to expand in either our community, in my district, or within the county, we need to remove some of the regulations that the state puts on these employers that prohibits them, that makes it difficult for them to want to expand. I mean, we want businesses to stay here, remain here, and to expand on what they have. We've got the strongest workforce, I think, in Pennsylvania. And we need to capitalize on that. And I think to do that, we really need to remove some of these, you know, business-killing regulations that are out there. And that's really one of my biggest goals, and to keep and retain our workforce here and keep them strong.
I want to talk, and again, we're talking with Marcy Mostello. She's the current state representative for the 11th district. She is seeking re-election, and she's in a Republican primary in this upcoming election. I want to talk about the response from the state in regards to the coronavirus. What has been your evaluation in the state's performance so far?
Really, being in the thick of it, you know, when this started about 10 weeks ago, there are a lot of missteps along the way. I feel the administration, the governor's office, the secretary of health's office, they could have done a better job in really moving forward with this. And the missteps that I talk about, I'm talking about with the businesses, with these business waivers. There was no criteria for what a business can do, has to do, what they have to fulfill to get a waiver to remain in business during this time. So that was a huge misstep along the way. Then we fast-forwarded to the unemployment compensation situation that was going on, that we have an outdated infrastructure. We got hundreds, and I mean hundreds, of calls here at my office. And I do want the people to know, our office has been open every day since this crisis started. We did close to the public, but we've been answering the phones every day in this office here in Butler. So, again, talking about the misstep, with the unemployment compensation, we've got an outdated system that could not handle the number of unemployment cases that were being filed. So, you know, again, there were just a lot of missteps along the way that I think the administration could have done a better job. On the other thing that I was very disappointed in, that the administration didn't work with the legislature like normally happens. You know, it's a back and forth. It's a give and take. But what we're seeing, in, you know, most recently, when we pass legislation, good bipartisan solid legislation, for instance, with real estate. Great bill. We passed it on both sides, the House and the Senate. The governor decided to veto it. Then, a few hours later, he issues his own executive order and opens real estate. So, you know, again, I talk about the missteps. But the other thing that I do want people to understand where I come from is I really wish the governor would have trusted the residents of Pennsylvania to do the right thing to keep themselves safe in employers' cases, to keep their customers safe, to keep their businesses safe. So I really wish the governor would have trusted the residents of Pennsylvania a little bit more to that we could have stayed open. Maybe stayed in a yellow phase this entire time instead of, you know, this red, then yellow, then green phase that that we're seeing these days.
We're talking with Marcy Mostello. She is a She is the current state representative for the 11th District and seeking a re-election for this upcoming election. Want to also talk about one of the biggest issues facing the state legislature, and that is the potential and what appears to be inevitable budget, basically budget gap, as you're looking at possibly $3 to $4 billion shortfall. What is going to happen in the state legislature? What are your plans to make that shortfall or to revise the budget to make sure Pennsylvania isn't facing a deficit?
Well, the one thing I do not want to see are tax increases. That's one thing we cannot afford right now. Frankly, I have to be honest, I really haven't seen any solid numbers just yet that are coming into the state. We might not know that for a few more weeks, but the budget is going to be, it's going to move forward. Don't get me wrong. We're still going to come up. We're going to do our best to get a balanced budget. But we're just going to have to wait and see what the numbers are going to be. And, you know, we may see some flat funding, unfortunately, just because we haven't had the income and the revenue generated during this period of time. I mean, 10 weeks is a long time to not collect revenue. And, you know, with extensions, which we had to do, extensions on property taxes, other taxes, income taxes. So, you know, we're going to have to wait and see what we're going to come up with. So, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see for that one.
Would you, are there certain areas of the state budget that you think could be cut? Are there certain areas that you think are more likely than others to face that?
I don't know so much about cuts, but more of a flat funding that we have seen so far. So, you know, we should not, you know, we need money in agriculture. We need money in education. We need funds for other really important issues, human service issues. So, again, I hope not to see very many cuts, but more of a flat funding, and at least to give these agencies and, you know, some of the other organizations something that they can work with, you know, for their own budget. So that's really what I'm hoping to see is more of a flat funding.
Education is a very vital part of not only the culture and everything going on here in Butler County, but also economically. Butler County Community College, Slippery Rock University, two higher education institutions, all employers as well. They could potentially be facing a significant decline in enrollment. That's in the short term. There's also projections when you take a look at population growth that there could be some long-term concerns about enrollment for both of those institutions. What's your view on funding for higher education, especially with the state having 14 schools that they support?
I am a huge fan of the Butler County Community College in that what they do for the students, they prepare them for the workforce. And that's why I don't want to see any cuts for community colleges statewide, and especially to Butler County Community College. That's a gem in our community. We can't lose it, and we have to keep it going. I thank the county commissioners for doing what they can to keep them running. So I will fight to keep the funding where it is for BC or for Butler County Community College. As for Slippery Rock University, as you know, it's part of the state system of higher education. And we have been talking about ways to, just recently in the legislature, to possibly reorganize the Board of Governors that oversees the whole state system itself. So, you know, giving them maybe a little bit more leeway, them being the Board of Governors, that they can make decisions for the schools within that system, that some of them, you know, maybe we'll have to combine a few, or some of the schools could, you know, be more of an associate's degree instead of a four-year college. But, yeah, there are some, it's very frightening out there to think the shortfall that is coming to our higher education system, because we've got some fine schools here in Butler County, and I sure don't want to lose them. And we've got a, you know, with Butler County Community College, Slippery Rock University, we just can't lose those, and we do have to fight for them.
We're talking with Marcy Mostello. She's the current state representative for the 11th District, seeking the Republican nomination for the upcoming primary. Marcy, want to talk about the size of the legislature. Pennsylvania is one of the largest across the country, 203 representatives and 50 senators, which creates a sizable legislature. Are you comfortable with the size of it, including the pay for legislatures? And also, I want to ask, do you believe districts are drawn fairly? So how, you know, representative districts are portioned and divvied up, do you believe those are fair?
I believe that we should not shrink the size, the number of the legislature, because what it would do, it would really hurt the rural areas like Butler County, because we've got such a population growth in the southeast portion and the eastern portion of the state that we would lose badly out west. So, no, I do not want to see the shrinking of the number of legislators out there, because the first ones on the chopping block would be the western side of the state, and I don't want to see that happen, because we would lose our voice immediately in Harrisburg, just in numbers alone, because of the strength that is out east in the Philadelphia area and the Collier County. As far as, you know, when you talk about shrinking the size of the legislature, maybe there's some... Not maybe, there are some cuts that can be made. I have, since I took office June 4th of last year, I have survived with two staff members. So, you know, there's some staff members, or excuse me, some offices that have more than that. You know, maybe cuts could be made. During this time, we talk about essential, non-essential workers. You know, did we, I guess we'd have to do kind of a debrief on how this really affected the legislature itself. When you talk about that, do we really need that many staff there? Is there some places we could cut? So there's a lot to look at with that. But no, the number of the legislators that we have, no, because we would lose so much, and we would lose a strong voice from out west. So I do not want to see that happen.
And then I just want to follow up on the districts. Do you believe that they are a fair evaluation of districts, how they are drawn up and who represents which areas?
Well, you know, you have to also look at the Constitution itself and how they are drawn. You know, there's criteria that has to be met. So you have to get a population number within those different districts, and some of them do look very awkward, but you have to draw them to the number that's in the Constitution. So, you know, it's a tough kind of call. You don't want to look at it too politically. Oh, my gosh, there's too many Republicans, there's too many Democrats in this district. But that's where the registration is. So, you know, you can't really tell people, hey, you know what, I don't like the party you're in. You might want to switch 20 people to Democrats, and then maybe we'll draw you into this district. You know, it is what it is. So we've got the Constitution, and it stands for itself.
We're here with Marcy Mostello. She is seeking the Republican nomination for the 11th District. She's the current state representative. Marcy, your final pitch to voters.
Really, I would just ask them to consider me, and I would appreciate their support. What I have done, 20 years of experience working with various communities, nonprofit organizations, all branches of government, federal, state, local government officials, and really doing what is best for this community. I am not one to talk to people, tell people what to do. It's more about call me, tell me what you want to see, and we're going to try to fix it. I am not one of these people that will go to Harrisburg, come back, and tell our district what to do. I'd rather listen to my district, listen to my constituents, and go back to Harrisburg and say, hey, I need this for my district. So that's the representative that the people of the 11th district have now. I listen to people. I know what they want. I do what they want. They need assistance in our office. We're here for them. I mean, I answer my own emails. I answer my own phone calls. I am there for the people. And that's not going to change. You know, I've only been in office for a year now, but I'll tell you what, haven't missed a call, haven't missed an email. And, you know, I would just ask the voters to consider voting for me for a full term, and they won't be disappointed because they're going to get a hard worker in that.
Thank you for your time, Marcy.
Thank you, Tyler, and I really appreciate what the radio station is doing, allowing us a voice. So this is wonderful. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, and we'll be back with more right after this.